أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at mnemonics, or a methodology of being able to memorize the names of the chapters of the Quran in order so we know them, and the moment somebody says a number, we're able to relate to it. We will continue with that, and we've looked at chapters 1 to 30. So let me just go through a couple of things in, so that we're into the mood of it. So if I said 17, in our heads we would draw an arrow going up to 7, going up to the 7 heavens, and we know that's Isra. If I said 11, a line through it and it's Hud. If I said Ankabut, then you'd think of two mutant spiders with 9 legs and you knew it was 29. If I said 22, you just think 2 by 2, think Hajj. We're going 2 by 2. If I said something like Yunus, then you'd think of him in the belly of the fish and you'd write down the number 10 and think of the zeros, the belly of the fish. If I said 7, immediately you'd think 7 up and you'd think of the heights, which is Araf. And then you would be able to put the stories on them, the mnemonics on them. So if I knew Hud, immediately the story that comes to mind is Hud and Yusuf. Hud is 11, Yusuf is 12. They heard a noise, 13, which was Ra'ad. When they went to investigate, it was Ibrahim, 14, breaking the stone idols, 15. And if you continually test yourself, it'll make it easier. So today we'll have a really short one, 31 to 34. So surah number 31 to 34. Now I come from East Africa. And in East Africa, because diversity is really good. The language, the accent, it's awesome to have diversity. And I never said man, I said mon. And that's the way I spoke. So, putting that in your mind, think of three women like me from East Africa who saw a Koja man or who saw a man. And suddenly we said, look, man. So 31 is look, man. It's just a way of remembering. The more bizarre, the more easier to remember. So the moment I say 31, in our heads should be three women looking at a man and saying, look, man. Okay. All right. Then we look at 34. So if we add 3 plus 4, it equals 7. And in Arabic or Kiswahili, the number 7 is Saba. So think of Saba. This 34 is Saba. Same sort of tone in it. Saba, Saba, Saba. It's the same sort of thing. So now let's look at the story. We know 31 is Luqman, remember? Luqman went into Sajda. So let's start again. Luqman went into Sajda. Imagining Luqman going into Sajda. Luqman is 31. Surah number 32 is Sajda. When did he go into Sajda? When he heard about the different parties. When I say parties, it means the different sections, the different groups. When he heard about different groups of Saba. So, and imagine in our heads, 33 is Ahzab, which is coalition of the different groups. And it talks about the battle of Ahzab. Saba was this town in Yemen. So let's start again. You know 31 to 34 now. Luqman went into Sajda. When he heard about the coalition of the different groups, that's Ahzab, 33, of Saba. Saba is the town in Yemen. And that simply is 31 to 34. So now, inshallah, if you go over each of these, you know the names of the chapters in order from 1 to 34. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to be familiar to this most awesome book in whatever way that works for us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.